Blog Talk Radio.
That carried you through. Anybody here want to lift a hand up high and tell about a time when the Lord rescued you? He's worthy of all our praise. Let's celebrate and give him the glory. God is good. Yes, he is. God is so good. He's always there. He is my everything, my rescue and my strength. I've got to tell all that he's done for me. God is good. Yes, he is. God. When you're in the middle of a situation, hey, you're holding on, but he's there holding you. Promises are true and he is able. The Lord, he's so faithful. There's nothing my God can't do.
Bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Father God, you are good. You are so very good. Father God, we come on this morning wanting to give you all of the glory, wanting to give you all of the honor, wanting to give you all of the praise, Father God. Father God, as we come, we want to confess every sin of omission and commission, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, thanking you for one more day, Father, allowing us to rise and to shine and to give you the honor. Thank you for watching over us as we slept and as we slumbered, Father God. Thank you for keeping us from danger, seen and unseen. Thank you for keeping us from evil, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. Even now, Father, as we stand, Father God, in your presence, Father God, we ask that you would squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us, Father God, your children. And we say thank you for your faithfulness to us. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your angels. Thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you for the body of Christ. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you, Father, for an open heaven. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Thank you, Father God, for ordering our steps and leading us in the way that we should go. Hallelujah to your name, God, to your holy name, to your righteous name, to your victorious name. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, a day we have never seen, never known, will never see or know again, Father. But we thank you for helping us to make a mark in it, Father God, to put a denture in it for your kingdom glory and your kingdom praise, Father God. We say thank you, Father. We don't lean to our own understanding, but we are acknowledging you. We thank you for this day. We embrace the day, Father. We rejoice in this day. And now we want to give the day back over unto you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for it. Thank you for it, Father. Help us not to squander the day, but help us this day to be fruitful, God. Help us to live this day as unto holiness, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We want to pray, Father God, for those who don't know you, the hurting, the bruised, the poor, the sick, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to, Father God, pray even right now for them and all of them, Father, that somebody somewhere will say yes to the gospel. And we say thank you for those who have come, those who have recently come, those who have come a long time ago, those who have come and gone, Father God, transitioned over. Thank you, God. Oh, God, we pray for those who are in a backslidden situation. We pray, Father God, give them a will. Give them a will, Father God. Give them a will to say yes, to come to their senses while they got some sense. To come to their senses while they got some sense, God, so they don't become reprobate, and then there'll be no more senses, Father God, to even talk about. So we bless you today, Father. Now we thank you for the life where Jesus kingdom ministry. Oh, God, I you just give us the will to get up every morning, Father God, hallelujah, rise early in the morning, even before the sun come up, Father God, and have church. We're having church on conference. Right from the comfort of our bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, kitchens, basements, cars, God, wherever we are, hallelujah, we're having church with you. So we just say thank you for the opportunity even right now. So now, Father God, we embrace the gifts of this day, and now we surrender the day back into your hands, that you will unfold this day, Father, according to your wisdom, your love, your grace, and your mercies, Father. In Jesus' name. And Lord, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forevermore. And the church did say amen, amen, amen. And the church said amen again. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Morning, 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 morning. Top of the morning to you, to you, to you, and to you. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ is the Lord. TGIF. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added, shall be added, shall be added unto us. If you are a first-time listener and first-time fellowshipping with us here, amen. Well, we want to say you have come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is here. Jesus Christ is Lord. Please enjoy the services to the extent to keep on coming back. Amen. Glory be to God. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, and we just celebrated our 10th year in the month of December. Amen and amen. All right. We pray that everyone else is excited. Boy, it's been a full week and it's not over with yet. We've met at the altar of prayer, every day this week, and still meeting there again today. Glory be to God. And we still have spiritual warfare training on tomorrow with Bible study on when we had on Wednesday night. It's just been a full week. And so we just want to thank God for the strength and the direction and the blessings. Amen. In Jesus' name, we want to thank God for our evangelist, Erica, who came with us on yesterday. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. To share with us, hallelujah, a portion of her story. Amen. Glory be to God. It was just an anointed time. Amen. And so we just want to thank God. Amen. Now the Lord has ushered us into another day. Amen. And we thank him for it. Amen. And to God be all the praise, and to God be all the glory, and to God be all of the honor. Amen and amen. All right. I want to draw your attention this morning. Amen. To a scripture coming out of the book of Mark. Amen. Chapter number 14. Mark chapter number 14. amen, verses 44 and 45. What we're wrapping up, amen, our teaching on leadership and submission to leadership, amen. We want to wrap that up, and we want to sort of tie that in, amen, unto the last days of Jesus, amen, which we will be talking about probably for the next couple weeks until after the resurrection, talking about the last days of Jesus' journey, amen, what that might have looked like, amen, when he knew that his time on earth was coming to an end. Jesus, amen, who gave his life for all mankind at the age of 33 and a half. He was a young man. He was only 33 and a half years old. But now check this out. Check this out. And this is where we try to stay focused. Now, Jesus, amen, had a 3 1/2 year ministry. His ministry was launched when he was 30 years old. Now check this out. So here, amen, Jesus prepared 30 years for 3 1/2 year ministry. A lot of time we moving too fast, saints. Sometimes you just slow down. We moving too fast. That's why I say we're in training for reigning. It don't happen overnight. It took. Now this was Jesus. 100% God, 100% man. Okay. Glory be to God. Divinity wrapped up in humanity. 30 years to prepare for 3 1/2 year ministry. Something to think about, isn't it? Glory be to God. And so, amen. Now, let me see. We are about we're about three weeks off from Good Friday. I just want to drop this announcement in here right now. For those of you who don't know, we will be having our Good Friday services, amen, on that's April the 2nd, amen, the first Friday in the month, and it will be online, amen, on Zoom, YouTube, Facebook. If you got a cell phone, amen, you'll be able to chime in, amen. We have 7 dynamic speakers that's going to come, and each one is going to take, amen, one of the 7 last things of Christ. It's just going to be an awesome, awesome, awesome time, amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. So we're going to be turning in that direction for the remainder, amen, just looking at the last month of Jesus' life. What did that look like? Amen. Because it was real. It was just as real as the last month of your life. See, the only thing is this, amen, Jesus knew when his last month was. We don't. Jesus was living his last month, amen, hallelujah, because no man took his life. Jesus gave his life. Jesus gave his life. He could have called, amen, a legions of angels at any time. And if one angel, beloved, amen, was able to take down 185,000 people in one night, can you imagine what legions of angels could have done, could have delivered Jesus? Jesus could have dropped out of here at any time. At any time. He said, see ya. Y'all got it. Hey, y'all remember that scripture, amen, glory be to God, where God told Moses, amen, because the children of Israel were so rebellious, and God told Moses, he said, yeah, these your people. God told Moses that these your people. Because they was acting just as ignorant, just as stubborn. Amen. Guess what? And Jesus could have did the same thing. He could have said, I see you. Y'all got this, all right? But no, amen, he ran the full course. He didn't quit. He didn't throw in the towel. He didn't compromise. It was no shortcuts, see? And it was not an easy walk, baby. It was not easy. When I think about, amen, glory be to God, beloved, those last days of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and how he died, every time I think about it, I cry. I really do cry. See? But then I think about the resurrection, and then I get happy. All right. So that's where we're going to be the next couple weeks, amen, leading up, amen, to Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday. Okay? So today, amen, let us turn in that direction, amen, and also, amen, staying focused on the topic of submission to leadership. As we do so, when we look in our Bibles in the book of Mark, chapter number 14, verse 44. Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And it reads like this. It says, and he that betrayed him had given him a token, saying, whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Take him and lead him away safely. And as soon as he was come, he goeth straightway to him and saith, Master, Master, and kisseth him. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. Beloved, we know sometimes, most times, amen, in our Christian life, amen, we are offended. We are offended, and the Bible tells us that offenses will come. Offenses will come. So sometimes, amen, beloved, amen, we are offended, amen, by leadership. Sometimes leadership is offended by us. Sometimes we are offended by one another. Sometimes we are the offender. Sometimes we are the offender. Sometimes we are the offendee. Oh, glory be to God. And so, beloved, amen, this is a sort of what had happened here with Judas, amen, and Jesus. And we've already shared on that in a previous lesson where Judas was offended by Jesus. He was offended because Judas was saying that, hey, when Mary put that alabaster box and was pouring all that expensive oil on Jesus, Judas was saying, this is too much money. Look, we could do something else with this expensive oil. Now, Jesus, now, this expensive oil on your feet, you know what I mean? See, so he sort of, you know, got a little rough with Mary, but Jesus told Judas to leave Mary alone. Oh, gotta look out for you, baby. Gotta look out for you. So Judas was either offended because Jesus came to Mary's defense, or he was offended because he thought that the oil was too expensive. Okay, one or the other. Amen. And that opened the door, amen, for the enemy to come in. See, that's why the Bible says if you have an ought against your brother or your sister, go right away. Don't wait till the sun come up the next day. He said, go right away, see, and deal with that. See, because if you don't, it's going to build up, it's going to build up, it's going to build up. Next thing you know, this thing is just out of control. See? And then one thing turns to another. And then, beloved, when we follow the scriptures, it can actually turn to murder. It can actually turn to murder. All that, amen. And in the interim, God is not hearing our prayers. He's not hearing your prayers, beloved, if there's something in your heart for anybody, not just your brothers and sisters in Christ, but for anybody. And so now, see, Satan, that's why the Bible tells us, make no room for the devil. That's why the Bible tells us, don't give the devil a foothold. So now the devil had legal entrance into Judas' life because the door was open. And he took advantage of it to the point, amen, where we know Judas' story, amen, that he was one of the 12 disciples. And he betrayed Christ. But it was not a surprise to Christ because Christ already, isn't that something? Christ had him in a circle and he knew what he was up to. Oh, God. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So beloved, amen. So leadership. Unfortunately, beloved, the true level of one's commitment is not tested by good times, but by times of conflict and disagreements.
that really shows where the commitment is. That shows where the friendship is. You know, you're going to, you know, leave your spouse every time you have an argument. You know, you're not best friends no more because you had an argument. You want to, you know, leave the church because you had an argument. You want a job because you had an argument. Come on, y'all. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Somebody say, come on. See? See, beloved, it's easy to walk together when you agree with the one that you call your spiritual authority. That's easy to do. And you're having a good time. You're kicking it. You know what I mean? Everything good. You know what I mean? You're fellowshipping. You know what I mean? Everything's good. But, beloved, what happens when you disagree or you experience a conflict in your relationship? This is a critical moment when the truth about your level of submission will become observable, beloved. What happened here, beloved, in this particular scripture, amen, is when Judas came to the garden of Gethsemane the night, see, before he betrayed Jesus, he said something that revealed that he had never really submitted to him before. The truth about Judas' recognition of submission to Jesus' authority was exposed that very night. See? Matter of fact, beloved, when we read in Mark chapter number 14, verse 45, it says this. Mark chapter 14, verse 45. It says, as soon as he was come, talking about Judas, as soon as Judas was come, he goeth straightway to him and said, Master, Master, and he kissed him. So that's how he approached Jesus. Master, Master, and gave him a kiss. Ooh, ooh, be careful kissing your saints, all right? Beloved, I want you to notice something here. Judas called Jesus Master, Master. Now, when I want us to take a look at these words here, glory be to God, because these words reveal the type of relationship that really existed in Judas' heart towards Jesus. These words also reveal the reason the devil was able to use Judas and not one of the other disciples to betray Jesus. Beloved, when we look up the word master in the Greek, it means teacher. So when it is translated master, beloved, as in this verse, it is intended to give the idea of one who is a fabulous teacher, one who is a masterful teacher, teacher, teacher. This is a Greek equivalent of the Hebrew word rabbi. Now, beloved, of course, a rabbi is a teacher who is honored and respected because of his understanding of and ability to explain the scriptures. When Judas approached Jesus in the garden that night, beloved, that is exactly the title he used when he referred to Jesus. He called him Master, Master. It literally meant teacher, teacher. Beloved, titles are very important because titles define relationships. For instance, the words daddy and mommy define a unique relationship between a child and a parent. The words boss defines the relationship between an employee and his employer, a relationship much different than the one that exists between an employee and a fellow employee. You're not going to call your fellow employee boss. We use the words Mr. President. And one of these days in the near future, Lord's willing, we'll be saying Mrs. President. It defines the relationship between the nation and its leader. Beloved, when we use the word pastor, It defines the relationship between a church and its pastor. Beloved, a world without titles will be a world with confusion. For titles give rank, they give order, and they give definition to relationships. Even Jesus himself, when we look in St. John 13:13, St. John 13:13, Jesus told the disciples, he said, "You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am." Here Jesus was acknowledging, amen, the title. Beloved, even Jesus acknowledged that it was correct for his disciples to call him Lord, and it was correct for his disciples to call him Master. In fact, there isn't a single occurrence in the Gospels where they called him Jesus. They didn't go around and call him, yo, Jesus. Come here, Jesus. Barbara, Alfreda, yo, Sam. You didn't see that in the Bible. They didn't call Jesus Jesus. They called Jesus Lord, or they called him Master. They put a handle on it. They were always respectful, always honoring, and differential when they spoke of him or when they spoke to him. Beloved, but I want you to notice what title Judas didn't use that night that he betrayed Jesus. He didn't call Jesus Lord. The word for Lord, beloved, expresses the idea of one who has ultimate and supreme authority in your life. If you call someone Lord, beloved, it meant that you were submitted to that person's authority and yielded every realm of your life to his management, direction, and control. Beloved, had Judas called Jesus Lord that night, it would have meant that Judas had surrendered his life to Jesus' control and submitted to his authority. But Judas didn't use the word Lord. He used the word teacher, which revealed that Jesus had never really become God's authority in Judas' life. The truth is, beloved, Judas had only received Jesus as a teacher. Judas had only received Jesus as a rabbi. Judas had only received Jesus as a gifted communicator. But Judas had never received Jesus as Lord. As happens, beloved, in all relationships where submission to authority is required, the moment finally came that proved the true level of Judas' submission to Jesus. When the test came, Judas failed. And the test will come. And the test did come. But Judas didn't pass the test. Judas failed the test. Beloved, there was a fatal flaw in his relationship with Jesus. In the end, it became apparent to everyone that even though he honored Jesus, even though he followed Jesus as a master teacher, Jesus had never been Lord in Judas' life. Thus, beloved, Judas' side of his relationship with Jesus had been artificial from the very beginning. Artificial relationship. Jesus knew what was in the heart of Judas. Oh, he knew everything, every time. He's everywhere. The Spirit is everywhere at all times. He knew. Wasn't that beautiful? How Jesus knew what was in Judas' heart. But he still allowed it, that the will of God may go forth. Oh, my God, Jesus. Jesus knew what was in Judah's heart, yet he continued to work closely with him, extending mind-blowing mercy, extending amazing grace, extending astounding patience towards him. Jesus graciously extended his time and his attention to Judas to correct the fatal flaws in his character and to get things right. Oh, he loves us that much, beloved. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Beloved, but even with all of Jesus' love and patience, the ball was in Judas' court. He was the one who ultimately determined the level of relationship that would exist between him and Jesus. Saints, it's not up to God, it's up to us. Jesus was willing to be his Lord, but Judas was never truly willing to be in submission to Jesus' authority. Instead, Judas only authorized Jesus to be a gifted teacher in his life. Teacher. Beloved, that's why the Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 5 and 22, that it takes years, beloved, to really know, to get to know who people really are. You can live with somebody a whole lifetime and not know who you are. I've heard couples say, we've been married for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. I didn't know this about him. I didn't know this about her. And this is why the Apostle Paul urges us not to lay hands on people suddenly for this very reason, because you don't know them. So, beloved, don't be too shocked if you discover that someone who you thought was with you all the way isn't really with you at all. And if this ever happens to you, beloved, remember that it happened to Jesus too. And just as God used Jesus to extend mercy, grace, and patience to Judas, God may be using you now, beloved, to give an unfaithful person a chance, a change of heart, so he can become a faithful person. Can God count on you to be his extension of kindness to that person? Are you to be his mercy outstretched to give that person a magnificent opportunity to make a true turnaround in his heart, mind, and character? Giving that person another chance. Judas could have had another chance at any time. He just refused not to take it. He didn't have to go out like that. See, but Judas, beloved, his character was being uncovered. I believe it was Maya Angelou who said, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. See, Judas' actions, beloved, it was uncovering a flaw inside of him that needed correction. It revealed that he didn't understand what submission to authority really meant. See, and God used it to expose a defect in his character that needed to be eradicated. Thank God, beloved. Let us give God praise for his mercy. Let us give God praise when he can correct us. Let us give God praise when he can deliver us. Let us give God some praise when he can change us. Glory be to God. Thank God, amen, for putting us under people and leaders, amen, who care enough for us, beloved, amen, to bring correction into our lives. Amen. Glory be to God. As I close on this morning, amen, let me share this scripture with you, amen, that we, amen, that we share on Wednesday night Bible study. Let me see where that is. You can write this down. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. You can find it in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, exhort. You see that? Some people only want to be exhorted. I got to be edified. There wasn't no edification in that. Okay, we got, but it says here, you got to correct and you got to rebuke. Don't break up a relationship because you've been corrected or you've been rebuked. This is the word of God in process. Glory be to God. Beloved, let me say this. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As I close on today, something for us to think about. Are you supposed to be that kind of person to someone close to you right now? Maybe somebody that betrayed you, beloved. But God is calling you, amen, to be that person's friend. God is calling you, beloved, amen, hallelujah. Just as Judas had an opportunity to change, amen, to give that person an opportunity to change. It's so easy for us to just focus on that kiss of betrayal that Judas gave Jesus, beloved. But just think about how much God loves that problem person. How much God loves that betrayer in your life. Oh, God loves him. It was not God's will for Judas to take his life. He didn't have to go to that extreme. All he had to do was ask for forgiveness. Maybe God is trying to help that person that had betrayed you, beloved, by giving him a friend like you. And if that person chooses not to respond to the mercy, if that person chooses not to respond to grace and patience that is being poured out on him through you, then he will have to live with the results of his decision. That's on him. He chooses. She chooses. But beloved, this morning, make very sure that you fulfill what God is requiring of you and this relationship. And it might be very difficult to do, but you need to be thankful that God has kindly entrusted you with the responsibility of giving that person one last chance. One last chance. I gave you one chance and you bit me, but I'm still living. I'm going to forgive you, and I'm going to give you one more chance. Why, saints? Because that's what Jesus would do. Not only is that what Jesus would do, that's what Jesus did. Because he knew that Judas could have betrayed him at any time, but he was giving Judas one more chance until Judas took that last chance away when he took his life. So, beloved, seasons do come to an end for certain people in our lives, and it comes to a point where we must sever the relationship, beloved. But then again, there are some people that we cut off too soon. So as difficult as it might be, God may be entrusting you with the responsibility of giving that person one last chance. One last chance.
Amen. In Jesus' name. And to save a soul. Amen. To save a soul from eternal damnation. To save a soul. Amen. Glory be to God. He who gains a friend must first show himself friendly. Father God, we thank you for the word of God as it's come forth on today. Father God, we thank you. Father God, Judas had to learn, Father, and he didn't learn. He took his own life before the class was over. Father, help us to pass. Help us to pass, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, help us to submit, Father God, to your lordship in our lives in every area. Help us, Father God. Forgive us, Father God, where we have offended others. And forgive those who have offended us. Father God, it was a growing period. It was a growing moment, Father. Not meant for us to cut them completely off, Father God. Father, you want Father to restore relationships, God. You are a God of relationships. That some people don't want it, Father God, but for those who do, Father, help us to extend to them as they have extended to us one last chance. That, Father God, through this experience, we are changed for the better. We have learned, Father, and we are focused on your kingdom forevermore. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we do pray. And our soul says, amen, amen, amen. And our soul says, amen again. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen, hallelujah. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. All right, in form of announcements today, in form of announcements. Okay, what are our announcements? Friday, New Day prayer at 12 o'clock. Come on and meet us there. Amen, at the altar. Amen. And if you have a prayer request, amen, want to come and touch and agree. Amen. Bring somebody else to the altar. Amen. Bring their prayer request. Amen. Whatever. Pray without ceasing in Jesus' name. All right, then we'll be back here again tomorrow morning, Lord's willing. And then spiritual warfare training this Saturday morning from 8 to 9. Amen. And then our Sunday service Sunday at 12 o'clock noon. All right, those are our announcements. Amen. Continue to thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your prayers. Amen. For Pastor Bradford. This is a heavy weekend. It's a heavy weekend here. Amen for us. Amen. We have to do some brand new productions. Whew, I think we got 6 of them scheduled for the day, but I think we're going to break it up for our media streaming. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So we just want to just thank God. Amen. For your prayer, saints. Amen. Let us continue to pray one for another in Jesus' name. All right. Today is offering day here at the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. If you would like to sow into the rich soil of this ministry, amen. Isn't it beautiful how we could do ministry with our pajamas on? Amen. Right with our pajamas on. Because every time you sow into the soil of this ministry, it's like putting fuel in the tank. Because you know that pretty car ain't going nowhere unless you got some fuel in the tank. See, but when you sow into the ministry, you actually put fuel in the tank, and now we have what we need, amen, to move forward and to take ministry where ministry has never gone. Beloved, we already have a global broadcast on this platform right here. We are touching people all around the world. We have a great percentage. I think we're a great percentage. I have to look at the numbers again. The majority of our listeners, other than the United States, is in China, Africa, Brazil. It's morning here. It's nighttime over there. Beloved, we will never have an idea of how many souls have been saved, amen, through the preaching and the teaching of the gospel that comes out on this platform. And now the Lord has blessed us to be in 35 million households and 127 countries through our media streaming on Roku TV,
Amazon TV, Google TV, all the Hulu TV. Beloved, we will never, 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 never know until we get to heaven. Amen. All the souls that have gave their lives to Christ. Amen. Souls that have been encouraged, turned around. Amen. Growing. Amen. But when you sow into this ministry, and that's a star in your cap. Well, because you made it possible for us to do it. Why? Because the gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. This radio platform is not free. For us to be on all those TV stations, it's not free. It ain't free. I just want to tell y'all that. Glory be to God. And there's other expenses behind the scenes. It ain't free. But when you sow into the ministry, amen, now there's food in the Lord's house. Amen, to do what the Lord is calling us to do. And he was counting on you all the time. And then he blesses your faithfulness and your obedience, amen, to give as unto him. And then it is received, it's blessed, and then he returned it to you, the 30, 60, and 100-fold. Amen. So you can sow. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania. 19038, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Our Cash App address, $ Life Word Jesus, Life Word Jesus, amen. You can do PayPal to PayPal at lifewordjesus@gmail.com, or just go straight to our website and hit the donate button. Our website address is www.lifewordjesus.org, amen. Thank you for your giving. Amen. Thank you for your faithful giving. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for you, and we pray God's blessings are on you. Amen. Glory be to God, and to God be praise, glory, and honor. All right. That's it for today, saints. That's it. That's it. That's it. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For helping us. Amen. We want to thank God for giving us another chance. And as God has given us another chance, beloved, God is saying we have to extend that to somebody else. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we bless you. Father God, we thank you for the word of God as it is going forth on today. Father, we thank you for the spiritual authority, Father, that you have placed in our lives. Father, we ask that you would help us to learn how to honor our spiritual authority, how to respect them, how to truly submit to their spiritual authority, Father God. Father God, if there is any defect in our character that would cause us to rebel or to act in an ungodly fashion, Father, we ask that you would expose it in us now so that we can deal with it and change. Father, we want to make sure that our commitments are real and not artificially contrived, Father. So, Father, please work in us and bring, Father God, to light every area in our lives that needs work and every area in our lives that need attention. Father God, as we go out today, we ask that you would order our steps. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we ask that you would cancel every spirit of accident, incident, calamity. Father God, premature death. We reject tears. We reject sorrow. We reject pain. We reject premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it definitely will not come to pass. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Meet us at the altar of prayer today, Father. Whatever we do today, Father, help us to keep you on our minds. In Jesus' name, Father, in Jesus' name. Remember President Biden today, Father God. Remember him and his administration, Father. They travel to Atlanta or in and out wherever they go, Father. We cancel bad news against our president. We cancel bad news against his family and administration. We cancel it in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the stimulus money that's being circulated for most Americans. Thank you, Father, for the blessing. We're not complaining about how little it is. Look, it's 1,400 more than what we had. So, Father God, help people to honor you with the top 10%. Father God, and help that money to be spent wisely. Help folks not to go running off doing no Easter shopping and all this other crazy stuff, Father, when half the city, half the world on lockdown. So why would you even spend your money foolish like that? Father God, thank you. And this COVID-19, Father, we pray for Europe and the other countries, Father God, where the variant is tripling. We don't know. We pray that this vaccine will be able to help. We pray that the variant will not be able to overpower the vaccine. But Father God, vaccine or no vaccine, you are our covering. Variant or no variant, you are our covering, and we are a dweller in your house. Therefore, we are saved. Help us not to walk from under the umbrella of your safety. Help us not to be bamboozled, hoodwinked, led amok, and led astray by the adversary of our soul to get us to tip out of the umbrella of your protection and thereby making us vulnerable to whatever Satan brings. We say not so. In Jesus' name. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Every spirit of retaliation, every spirit of transferring spirit, whiplash spirit, in Jesus' name we say hallelujah, not so. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of lords. Amen. Thank you for letting me serve you today. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Amen. Yes, I do.
Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Lift up your voice and say now. You have won it all for me. I strive, we are healed. Eyes never pierced, hands were free. Eyes blood, we was clean. Now we have the victory. And the power of sin. Glad that he's alive. Thanks.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the Lord, saints. Amen. God has given us a last chance, amen, to submit to authority. Amen. Why don't we yield on today? I love you, love you, love you, love you. It ain't nothing you can do about it either. Amen, Pastor Frida. Amen, signing out. Thank you for allowing me to serve you this morning. Amen. Have a blessed day. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation, it is already here. Love you, love you, love you.